Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the Greg Hill Show
on Sports Radio WEEI. It's time to get some intel on the Sox. It's the Front Office Report on EEI.
Front Office Report is brought to you by Unified Office, where they help restaurants maximize revenue and avoid placing customers on hold. See unifiedoffice.com for more. And joining us right now on the Harbor One Hotline, it is the Chief Baseball Officer of the Boston Red Sox, Chaim Bloom. Hey, Chaim, how are you?
Morning. I'm all right. How are y'all doing?
Doing great. I feel like some of us may owe you a bit of an apology because we were questioning the moves that you made at the trade deadline, and since the term vindicated has been mentioned very frequently lately with regard to Tom Brady, I would ask if after last night or after this a little bit of a run here, if you feel vindicated.
Well, I don't know what to say about the comparison to Tom Brady. But I guess I should take that whenever it comes. But look, I appreciate that. I said at the time of the trade deadline and have said it all along, you know, we can't concern ourselves with what gets said outside of our walls, whether it's good or bad. We're just trying to make good baseball moves and put players in positions to succeed. When they perform well and we win ball games, that's a good thing. We still haven't won anything. We still have work left to do. So we're just focused on that. We're going to focus on keep trying to win ball games and see if we can get into the postseason.
When it comes to the possibility of that one-game playoff and the rotation, did you guys give thought to Chris Sale pitching, starting that game? Or, I mean, the rotation does not set up that way now. How did the discussions go internally about that?
Yeah, well, obviously, first of all, we need to make sure we get in. So, you know, the way we have it set up allowed us to maximize Chris just in terms of, you know, how much he could pitch for us in the regular season. You know, we have it lined up to where we can have him available the last day of the season if we need to win that game to get in. That was most important. First things first, obviously, we'll see where we are at that point. Hopefully we can keep winning games and make that unnecessary. But we have to get in first, and so it's lined up in a way that we can go to Chris as many times as possible while still making sure we're keeping him strong.
Chaim, back at the trade deadline, you said, I don't know that there's a bat that changed hands the last couple of weeks that I would take ahead of Kyle Schwarber. Obviously, this has played out tremendously for the Red Sox, but back then, an injured Schwarber, what did you see in him that maybe others didn't?
Well, you know, I don't necessarily know that it was something that others didn't see. I mean, he was one of the best hitters in baseball at the time that he got hurt. He was on a hot streak that was historically good at that time. And we had confidence that he was going to be back in a couple weeks. And we had that little hiccup with the groin that sent him back maybe a day or two. But he did come back and kind of picked up right where he left off. I mean, he's been doing this for years. Last year, the short season was a little bit of a blip, but he's been a productive hitter his whole career, not just in terms of the results, but in terms of the approach, the way he controls an at bat. And now seeing it on a day-to-day basis in our uniform, I think it's had an effect really on the entire lineup. There's just no panic there. You know, you saw it two nights ago. You could argue the game-changing at bat was him taking that cutter away from Stroman and hitting it off the wall, I believe with two strikes, if I remember correctly. Just no panic there. He really knows what he's going to look to do up there, and he sees the ball so well, it allows him to do a lot of good things at the plate.
Chaim, some of us back in April had you guys at the over and under was 87 and picked you to win 90 plus games. And it looks like you're headed on that pace. Did you expect that based on, you know, a lot of people saying that it looks like this could be a rebuild, retool type of season now that you're in a position where you kind of control your own destiny as far as getting into that one game, playing game, and then hopefully making the playoffs?
Yeah, I think the upside was there. We saw that at the time, just going through spring training, seeing how the group was meshing, made us feel even more strongly about that. You know, we said all along that we had to, and we still have to do the right things to take care of our future because we want to win year in, year out, but that we felt there was enough talent there and enough upside to win along the way. Obviously, you need a lot of things to go right to even get to this point. We need them to continue to go right to get to the postseason. We're not there yet, but you know, through the hard work of a lot of folks, a lot of different contributions, the amazing work of our medical staff, keeping our guys healthy, the work our players put in, the work the staff's doing to put them in positions to succeed, you know, we're very, very deep into the season now, and to control our own destiny, to have it right in front of us, to have this opportunity in front of us, that's all you can ask for on opening day. And we're here, and we have to finish the job. We still have to get in, but it's really gratifying knowing how we felt about what the group had a chance to achieve in spring training.
Well, in front of you right now is the rivalry series with the Yankees. How important is it to kind of bury this team, especially as you look towards the playoffs and maybe trying to rest guys that might need it right now?
Yeah, it's obviously, you know, not news. It's a huge series, and it's exciting. I mean, this is, you guys know how I feel about, and again, this isn't news either. I feel about this rivalry. It is probably the premier rivalry in all of sports. And for this series to mean as much as it does, again, I think it's a great thing for baseball. It's great for the organization. It's great for our fans. These games are going to matter so much. It's nice to be coming into this series with a lead on those guys, but it's really tight. Every game means a ton, and we have a chance to really put some distance between us and them. It's not going to be easy. They're a really good team. Obviously, they've had ups and downs over the last couple months, but we know what they can do when they're clicking, and nothing about the series is going to be easy, but we also have a group that's playing really well, and it's great to go into the series with some momentum.
Can you repeat that for the benefit of Wiggy? Did you say the greatest rivalry in all of sports? Because he has said over and over again that there's no such thing. There's no rivalry that exists anymore.
Well, you know, I'm probably not the right person to weigh in on this because I'm still kind of a newcomer here, but you know, I'm not sure that there's anything that carries this much weight when you just think about the history of the game and sports history. I mean, again, I'm biased because I'm here and I'm a baseball guy. So it's hard for me to compare it to other sports, but there's just so much history to this. And at the same time, we can't worry about that. Our guys can't worry about that when we take the field. It's a baseball game. There's nine guys on the field. We got to beat the other side, whoever it is. That's going to be the case after this series with our last six games. But I think it's just really cool for, you know what these games have meant over the years, and to add another chapter to that and have it mean as much as it does coming down in the last week plus of the season is really cool.
Well, I mean, when I had said that at the All-Star break, you were about 10 or 12 games ahead of the Yankees, and the Red Sox have won, what, four World Series in 20 years? When's the last time the Yankees won anything? So, I mean, I'm from here, but that's me. Now, when you look at this team and you talk about rivalries and how good this team potentially could be, Chris Sale being back, at the beginning of the season, you were a team that was one of the best teams in baseball. Do you feel like with this roster, if you get into the, obviously win that, get into the wild card game and then get into the playoffs, do you feel like this roster is good enough to win a World Series?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that doesn't mean anything's going to be guaranteed. We know, especially, you know, getting in as a wild card, which if we do is obviously the most likely scenario, that the deck is stacked against you a little bit relative to winning a division. But I think the way baseball works, we've seen it over the course of time. If you're good enough to get in the dance, you can win the whole thing. You got to play well for a month. And all the teams that make the playoffs are good enough to win the World Series. And it really comes down to just who executes the best over the course of that month.
Hey, Chaim, what's the balance here for the final nine games of using Arroyo and Iglesias? Obviously, a nice pickup for Iglesias, but you can't use them in the postseason. So how do you balance that now going forward?
Yeah, it's an awesome problem to have. And, you know, well obviously we kind of have to make sure we get in, right? All these games matter. Iggy's been incredible, and you know, that's not to slight Christian. There's some rust we know we're going to have to knock off. It was nice to be able to separate that game last night so we could get him in there and give him a chance to get his feet wet a little bit at the big league level. And we know he's a good player too. And we know that if we do get in, only one of those guys is going to be eligible to play for us. So we have to make sure we have Christian in as good a spot as possible. So we'll see how it goes. I mean, I think that's one of the things, you know, for Alex and the staff on a daily basis to think about. Hopefully we'll be able to accomplish both and let both guys contribute. I think the way that things usually unfold, it's usually not so easy as, hey, we just prioritize nine guys and jump on their backs. It usually takes the whole roster, so I'm sure they're going to both get opportunities to contribute. We got to get in first, so that's first and foremost, you know, making sure we're doing the right things to do that. And I have a feeling they're both going to help us if we're going to accomplish what we want to.
Chris Sale has a murky history with these alternate uniforms. He did say yesterday he likes the yellow jerseys. Were you concerned that he was going to cut these up at some point?
No. I mean, I guess had that happened, we would have had to figure it out. I'm glad he likes them. I think, look, right now, how could you not like them with the way we're playing when we wear them? It's actually been really cool to me just to see. They're not going to be for everybody, and I don't think anybody thought they were when they were rolled out. But even, you know, not just within the organization, but you can see fans. You know, I see it at the ballpark. You know, I know it's a tough jersey to get your hands on, but I've seen, you know, those things sold out in a second, and fans are wearing them, and it's a great. That's kind of the purpose of this. It's an alternate uniform. The red's not going anywhere, but it's a great. Another way for fans to connect to the team in a way that, as Chris pointed out, is really, really special to the city, holds a lot of significance to the city, to this community, and to the organization when you consider how, you know, the significance that the marathon took on in that 2013 season after the tragedy that happened.
Well, Chaim, we've been trying to get our hands on some of the merch, some of the jerseys, and we were having a hard time. We were wondering if you had any strings you could pull, maybe some swag
shameless.
Bags.
Yeah, I mean, that good. I'm a 2X shilling for a free sweatshirt. This is shameless.
You're getting outside of my department now, man. We're just trying to get in the postseason here. I don't know about merchandise.
Well, getting
I'll take
into
a
the
hat.
Getting into the postseason, how long could you guys wear these uniforms? I know that it's been said you guys are going to wear them as long as you win, but if you get in the postseason, continue winning, are you even allowed? Will the MLB allow that?
That's a really good question. I'd love to find out because it means we continue to stay hot. I don't know the answer to that, but like I said, I'm hoping we need to find out because it means that we continue to play as well as we've been playing all the way into October.
And this came up earlier. On the secondary market, what would you guess would be a more expensive ticket? One game playoff at Fenway or Tom Brady's return to Gillette?
That's another one where I'm way out of my depth trying to answer it. I think I'm going to guess. Look, we have I think they got more seats in Foxborough than we have.
Yeah.
So that might give us the advantage just from an inventory standpoint. But that is a shot in the dark. I don't know. Do you guys know the answer?
I have no idea because it's not on sale yet, that one game playoff. So we won't know.
We're not That's sure, fair. But it is amazing, Chaim. The last time you were on, myself and everybody around me was basically telling you should be fired. Now you're on today. We're begging for sweatshirts and playoff tickets.
Right.
If I was a betting man, I'd probably say the Patriots only because of Brady and Belichick, but
it'll be pretty close.
Yeah.
But if I get one of those jerseys in the mail, I can easily change my opinion.
And based on what Curtis said, you can now go back on Twitter. Because I remember talking to you right after that, and he said, don't pay any attention to what they're saying on Twitter. So,
well, and we've talked about it on this show a bit. Chaim, I'm curious of your outlook on it. We've been talking about how maybe fans hold other teams in New England to a higher standard, that they're more critical when it comes to front office and coaching. With the Red Sox than they are with any other team. Do you guys feel that way?
You know, I don't know, but if that's the case, we welcome that. I mean, the great thing about this is that it matters so much. You can't expect to have the most passionate fan base in the game and not be held to a high standard. And you got to expect that there's going to be a lot of opinions. We may not agree with all of them,
But, you know, there's no way you can get that passion without, you know, those kind of expectations. And we welcome it all. We want it. It's the same passion that makes Fenway such an amazing place to host a playoff game. And hopefully if we continue to play well, we'll be able to do that here. It all comes together. People care so much. I'd be more worried if that wasn't happening. And so the fact that it does happen, the fact that people have really strong opinions, even if some of those opinions aren't what we hope they would be, it's all part of it. I mean, that's part of what passion for sports is, and passion for baseball is about. And nobody has more passion than our fans.
All right. Well, finish it up or tell the guys to finish it up.
Right.
And we will talk to you again. And maybe it'll be approaching playoff. I don't want to jinx anything, but approaching one game playoff.
Lost you for a second there.
Oh, good. You didn't hear me jinx anything.
You got our address, right?
Yeah, I lost you for a second.
Send Wiggy the double X. Is it double X? Or
double X
it,
and an 8.5.
An 8?
Yeah, I'm an 8.5.
Looks more like a 12 in
there. Wow, that 8, I think, is as big as okay. They go.
All right, Chaim, we'll talk to you again soon. Thank you.
Sounds good. We'll rummage around here and see what kind of swag we can find for you guys.
All right. Chaim Bloom, Red Sox front office report. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.